This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Resistance. You are 1776.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Think about it. You are the heart of the resistance. No matter where you live in the world, you love freedom, you love God, you love justice. You are the resistance to this world government satanic system. All right, I'm going to jam in more calls, and then we've got a new video compilation. Looney Left celebrates the impeachment. It's all just a simulated victory. That's one reason they're doing it. Their supporters are so dumb. When I play this, I'll tell the story. You know, when they have private schools, public schools, they'll have big events where they all go to a big auditorium in the city, and there'll be hours of Christmas carols and different performances. So my daughter had been there for about 45 minutes before it started. My middle daughter, I'm already telling the story, aren't I? That's how I always do it. And she did her performance, did a great job. We watched some more performances. She came out, sat with us, we left. And she was like, oh my gosh, Dad, it was all Trump's a criminal. He's going to be arrested tonight. When he's impeached in court, that means he's guilty. And then she has an iPad with school, and she wanted me to hear it. She's never recorded people at school. She goes, here I am at lunch, and she was recording the kids. Actually, I recorded some of it on my phone off the iPad at the school. Last night, you hear these kids going, yeah, Trump's going to cause mass shootings in the schools. And then you hear another kid go, well, I'm really dumb, but all I know is Trump's evil. So it's just everywhere. Public schools, private schools, it's just everywhere that they think Trump's been convicted. And this was at like 6 to 7, so it hadn't happened yet. I got done with that, drove home with her, had some quick dinner, called in on the show with Owen and Savannah doing a great job, and all the callers covering what was happening. We were on about 8:30 when it was all done with live extended coverage, but pretty amazing. Let's jam in one call and what's left of this segment, then I'll come back with your calls and what I just mentioned on the other side. But it's crazy. And then Democrat leaders calling for hanging Trump. So, again, they mean business. A guy disagrees. I got to put him to the head of the line. Max in Wisconsin disagrees on Epstein. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Jones. I'm a big fan of yours. And lately you've been framing Epstein and the satanic cabal as a CIA Mossad honeypot scheme.
Well, and that's what I think it is. Tell me what you think it is.
I think that's part of it and a small percentage of it. But you've mentioned years ago, probably around 2010 to 2013, the sheer numbers. You know, Epstein himself said that he would have to satisfy himself at least like 6 to 10 times a day, the amount of people missing. And I'm in agreement of what you used to say, that it seems that we're being harvested more so than just a honeypot, because, you know, how many honeypots?
Oh, I know. They're killing kids, too. Absolutely. They're only 16, 17-year-old girls, Prince Andrew, to kind of keep it at that instead of what's really going on. Oh, I totally agree with you.
Okay, so you still believe that, you know, there's the harvesting is the main thing. You know, they walk all over us. And they treat us that we're way beneath, you know, we're just a crop to them. We're like insects.
Well, yeah, now the biggest export is children's blood out of the U.S. We're the biggest exporter of that. And so they're trying to make that all legal and lawful. So, yeah, no, it's body parts. It's blood. They drink it. They also get infusions. And it's just their whole religion is about using people, seeing everyone as animals. That's how they think they make themselves gods. It really just makes them horrible, ugly, hunchback, you know, little self-assured demon creatures. But you want to add more to this?
How many?
Don't hang up. Don't hang up, because I've got the articles here. Where is it in my stack where Epstein Now the video disappeared. Will you guys reprint that for me? I'm having trouble finding it. So don't hang up, sir. I'll come back to you on that subject when we come back in 60 seconds. The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. Secure a bottle of the good halogen X3 at cost at $29.95 and get a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Buy Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill at 65% off and get a free bottle of Selenium as well. Silver Bullet is only $9.95. Ultimate Female Force and Super Female Vitality Combo are at cost at $29.95. 8-Pack Power Stack is also at cost at $29.95 with free shipping and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com. And support the InfoWar. President Trump was indicted by the House of Representatives for the political crime of trying to serve the American people and be faithful to his office, the execution of the Constitution. You don't need to know what the charges were. You already know. Obstruction of Congress. That means not bowing to Nadler, licking his feet, the Pelosi's, Bunions. And then, of course, abuse of power, which is nebulous and whatever they want it to be. But it's the trap of the process, and once we're into that, of the civil unrest, of leftists of the Supreme Court saying that it wasn't a real trial in the Senate, that's already all being done. And so they do intend to try to remove him, and it is a serious threat. I think it's a Hail Mary in many ways, but it's the journey's the destination. It's creating the division. But a caller just called in, Max in Wisconsin, says that Epstein's stuff is way worse than underage girls. Well, I've been saying that, but since he disagrees with me that it's about harvesting organs, blood, all of this. Yeah, a lot of the women are actually there to go out and get younger girls, and then they get even younger. So, I mean, it's definitely a club that is about hurting children. And human sacrifice is what is, at the bottom of it. But surveillance footage outside of Jeffrey Epstein's cell during suicide attempt is missing. That's New York Daily News. Assistant U.S. Attorney admitted nobody could find the footage. And of course, the other cameras were turned off. I mean, give me a break, folks. They had a guy that was found with four dead bodies in his backyard, a huge cop that Epstein said tried to kill him a month before that. And that gets swept under the rug. And the media says, oh, no, he tried to kill himself then. So Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. And that is a big awakening point for so many people. And now this just gets more ridiculous. Max, go ahead and add other points. Where are you saying the Epstein rabbit hole goes? I mean, I said it was eugenics, secret breeding facilities, women as surrogates, creating genetic clones for rich men. They believe that they'll have a neural interface later to be able to put their memories into that clone. Also, they believe they own those clones, and so those people won't know that they're a clone, and then they can later be killed and harvested. That's the type of stuff that I've read about and talked to people that said was going on. That was going on at Zorro Ranch. I said all this before that was ever in the news, years before, many years before. So, you name it, it's just mad scientist stuff. And what are mad scientists doing? Trying to play God always. Mm-hmm. Bill Gates runs the chemtrailing and geoengineering. He runs the gut flora study stuff while they attack that. I mean, they're just involved in everything. And he worked for Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. So they want total control of our children. That's it. Bill and Melinda Gates for control of education, the training, teaching, the pedophile training. There's big articles where Wells Fargo, under Warren Buffett's teaching all that to the kids, paying schools to teach those curriculum, to teach political correctness. I mean, these are very evil men. So I pretty much said what the bottom of the rabbit hole is. This was a corporate intelligence operation at the top, compromising men with underage girls. And then as they tested people, getting them deeper into the black hole, which they invert. So for them, it is a pyramid. Does that make sense? But really, it's going down a black hole into hell.
It totally makes sense, and you've been very prescient on it. I just think that the intelligence aspect is just a small portion. You would talk about in 2013 even about how it would end up in the situation where we are now, where it's giant mega globalist groups fighting against each other and the middle class in the middle. But another thing that I would, a point that I haven't heard you bring up is regarding Elon Musk's dad. Do you know what I'm talking about there?
Well, tell me the specifics.
Well, do you know anything about Elon Musk's dad?
I know something. Tell me what you want to get into.
Well, I'm not against technology. I like the stuff. Obviously, electric cars are cool and, rocket ships and all that. But I don't like it when you're right, because you're right about bad things like we're getting poisoned. And, one thing I don't want you to be right about is about, it's been mentioned on your shows, about there being Mars sex slave colonies. And
here's good news. I didn't say that.
Yeah, I didn't say you said it. Someone else said it on your show. You had a guest that said it. But Elon Musk's dad, Errol Musk, married and had a child with his stepdaughter after remarrying. She was very young. Not only when they had a kid together, but when he initially became her stepfather, I believe she was only four. And, you can't blame the sins of the father on the son. But you look at...
Well, I know Elon that name comes from a Wernher von Braun book about Martians taking over, basically. So it's really weird stuff. And obviously it's space cult stuff. That's what all of this goes back to, is people trying to play God, where we really come from. And then they take a lot of drugs to try to get in contact interdimensionally with the aliens. I mean, that's what they're believing. I'm not saying that's what I've seen or what I believe. I mean, that's what's going on with these people. And the Bible says people take these hardcore drugs, sorcerers, to make contact with these beings beyond the veil. And I know scientists and people that have gone and taken ayahuasca with 30, 40, 50 people. I know talk show hosts have done it. And they'll all see the same creatures appear and talk to them. So it's not a, you don't have group hallucinations and all see the same thing. Okay, it's the veil that the Bible talks about is lifted, and you see other dimensions. There's a reason our sight only can see so much, which they've proven with dark matter and quantum mechanics and all the numbers now. There's much stronger stuff around us, is we can't handle it. I mean, you couldn't handle seeing all the other, not just the way we see dimensions, but fractal dimensions and permutation and subdimensions, artificial dimensions, and just all the things that have been created in creation. I mean, imagine how it is for autistic children. A lot of folks say the damage has actually opened up their cerebral cortex to see more. They're just like, rah! Because there's so much information coming in. It's like a dog can hear a dog whistle. You can't. Well, some humans can. My grandmother could. It'd drive her crazy. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. I would just ask you to look into Errol Musk. His name is Errol Musk. He was also apparently, rumor has it, using slaves for mining emeralds. And I just wish, I have nothing wrong with South Africa.
Listen, I don't trust Elon Musk as far as you can throw him. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. I got to move on, but I really appreciate you. Let me go out to break with this piece that Darren McGreen put together. I hope he puts it out on Twitter somewhere so I can promote it. He puts all these great videos, but I need to always be given, I'll just say this on air, a sheet where it is so I can point listeners to it to share it. But we'll try to post it on Infowars.com. We'll get it posted to band.video. There it is. They did it. See? Wow, Darren's even better than I thought. Well, son of a bitch. A Trump supporter gets in Joe Biden's face, and it's awesome. No, that's another video. But let's just go out to break with the latest one he's put out here. And that's, again, leftist loons celebrate Trump impeachment. But, of course, they're nonpartisan when they celebrate, and Ilhan Omar and the rest of them go, oh, Muhammad Jihad, durka, 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 durka. Here you go.
I am on my way to the United States House floor to impeach President Trump.
Article 1 is adopted. The question is on adoption of Article 2. on the adoption of Article 2. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
He's in trouble.
It's a sad day.
Sad. Impeachment day.
Impeachment.
Oh, that's the greatest, 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 greatest Christmas present ever.
Time to rub one out.
The House of Representatives voted to impeach a sitting president, Donald J. Trump. There it is. There it is.
They're right, they're wrong, they're he's as guilty as can be.
We don't ever want another racist, sexist, xenophobic Russian puppet to sit in that White House ever, ever again.
So the blue cesspits just needed a fake victory, but they want to leverage it into civil war.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
She grew up in the Indiana town, had a good looking mom. She never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
All right, we're going to your phone calls right now. Here on the air, broadcasting worldwide. And then I'm going to get to some of these clips I was just mentioning that tie into the lawlessness and the calls for violence. We're hearing from the crazed left and their globalist funders and controllers that have used America's open free society against us. Right now, let's see who's been holding the longest. And that would be Joe. Joe in New York, thank you for calling today. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good.
In my opinion, I think what Trump needs to do is he needs to declare a state of emergency and activate the United States Marine Corps. They do not need congressional authorization for 30 days anywhere in the world. And he needs to arrest these people and for committing espionage and treason against the American people with their attempted coup against the American government.
And by the way, I'm Mr. Anti-Police State. But a police state would be what they're doing, trying to overthrow an election and arrest people who've done nothing wrong. And that is the response that in England or in anywhere in history that have been, quote, free countries, this is what you do. If a bunch of people are working with foreign powers to say the elected leader is bad and remove them and are trying to crash the stock market and saying we want to make the people behave, that's economic warfare. That's treason. And you're damn right. These people need to have trials, though. They need to have trials. And instead, though, everybody's paralyzed by the out-of-control misbehavior of the Democrats. And so they've escalated. We're not escalating to meet it. And it may backfire on them and destroy them forever. But then they just keep doubling down and doubling down and doubling down until if this impeachment fails in the Senate, if the removal fails, how are they going to escalate after this?
I have no idea. I just can only imagine them going further and further until they can't. We have to stand up to them or they're not going to be stopped. They're just going to keep going until we're, you know, we're done.
But how does the president get up there? He needs to start having nighttime chats with the American people for like an hour.
Exactly.
Not just rallies. Those are great, too. And just say, hey, they're doing this. Hey, they're saying they want to hang me. Hey, they're working for the Chi-Coms. Here's where, you know, all these senators have Chinese agents, literal communists, on their payroll. And then Trump starts saying, what do I do? What do you want me to do? I think he has to do it that way. And I think if he just did that, they might back down. The fact that they haven't been indicted, the fact that they get away with everything is only encouraging this behavior. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right, Alex. You hit the nail on the head. They're not going to stop until we force them to stop.
Thank you, Joe. God bless you. All right, Bill in South Dakota, you're on the air worldwide.
As in the last days of Noah, evil will be swept upon this world where it is considered good as evil and evil is good. That's the times that we're living in now. And I do believe that, like, the left and everybody else out there is spiritually blinded to the good. You know, Satan is running around this world right now like you wouldn't believe, devouring up everything he possibly can. And I think these left, especially the left, they're just falling into illusion that God has, you know, as he said in the Bible. How are you doing, Alex?
I agree with you, sir. And our biggest task is to be focused and to be at peace with, you know, with God, but to be actively against the corruption and just pray for peace in our own lives. Because I got to tell you, I'm more angry in person. Everybody I know that's a patriot is really upset, and we should be. Evil's gone on too long, but we can't. It's so angry. You ever had like hunting dogs, and you're about to dump them out of the back of a truck, and you're about to go chase down some wild hogs, and just, those dogs love each other. But sometimes they'll start biting each other. Just in the frenzy to get on the attack, we've got to just be zenned out about this. And that doesn't mean submit to the tyranny. It just means we have got to be focused and very calm about this to carry this out in a very judicious way. Does that make sense?
Yes. And, you know, I was I've been a listener since 2015. You know, especially when Obama, after Obama's office. But real quick here, long story short, I always had a feeling about this government. Deep state was all corrupt, you know, and I think you might have helped produce loose change, if I'm correct or not. But I actually live in Northeast Iowa, and that, you know, we had a copy of that going around and around and around, which confirmed my suspicions of the government. And, you know, like Dr. Howard, Reverend Dr. Howard Brown, you know, he goes up to the Congress and he does a revival up there on our Congress. Well, I think you should team up with him and all of us patriots now and go up there and spread the word of the gospel, but also expose these sons of a, you know what, straight out.
No,
you know,
sons of goblins. You're absolutely right, Bill. You're absolutely right. We need to wake up and start rejecting evil. Thank you, yep. Bill. And evil's always like, oh, just tolerate me, show you're nice, be friendly with me. And if it's a lifestyle choice, I'm the type of guy that's like, yeah, okay. But then they always want more, 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 more until they're telling me how to live and me what to say and what words I can use. No! I will not be your slave. All right, up next is Al in California. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. First off, I want to say God bless Alex Jones.
Well, God bless Al of California.
My God, you have changed my life. Turbo Force has changed my life. I was red-pilled in 2016, largely in part because of you. I started buying your products about a year ago. You've got Body, Super Silver for your teeth, Red Pill Plus, Red Pill. you've changed my life. What I really want to say, first off, I'm an artist. I was born and raised in the Kansas City area, but I moved to Northern California in 2011. I've been social networking since 1987, and the information warfare is exactly where we need to be. I had an idea for a T-shirt, which is why I called. It would be a picture of Anne Frank holding an AR or another kind of gun, and the caption would say, Anne Frank needed a gun. They've hijacked our women, and we need women.
I totally agree. We need women to identify with being strong and empowered and not slaves of the globalists. That's a great idea. Anne Frank needed a gun on the front. On the back, don't let dictators take your guns. You're absolutely right. That's a great idea, sir.
Yes, sir. A large part of why I was red-pilled in 2016 is I got tired of being weaponized and feminized. I see all of this, what's going on, as a singularity. We are headed for a black hole. And what happens with black holes is they either stay a black hole or they explode. And what's going on is they're trying to create an explosion. All this name-calling, demonization, censorship, shadow banning, gun confiscation, doxing, mob rule, socialism, communism, collectivism is all singularity, and it's all fascism.
Brother, call back again. The only way I get great calls like you on is to take more, and I'm doing a good job today. We're taking a lot of calls. The crew's doing a kick-ass job as well. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. The only way that the 12 days of Christmas super sale has come to Infowars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Don't shop with Amazon and other big tech companies that hate your guts. Take the Infowars Christmas Challenge and support the fight for freedom. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the Infowar. For the 12 days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good
little elves and spread the info war, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. We're also coming out of the gates with specials we've never had before. The Christmas Mega Pack is at cost at $99.95. Get two bottles of Knockout, two bottles of Brain Force Plus, one box of Turbo Force, one bottle of Ultimate Krill Oil, and one bottle of Survival Shield X3 at cost. Again, find this amazing special and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Even more clear last night when Speaker Pelosi suggested that House Democrats may be too afraid. Too afraid to even transmit their shoddy work product to the Senate. Mr. President, it looks like the prosecutors are getting cold feet in front of the entire country and second-guessing whether they even want to go to trial. They said impeachment was so urgent that it could not even wait for due process, but now they're content to sit on their hands. This is really comical. Democrats' own actions concede that their allegations are unproven. The articles aren't just unproven, they're also constitutionally incoherent. Incoherent. Frankly, if either of these articles is blessed by the Senate, we could easily see the impeachment of every future president of either party. Let me say that again. If the Senate blesses this historically low bar, we will invite the impeachment of every future president. The House Democrats' allegations, as presented, are incompatible with our constitutional order. They're unlike anything that has ever been seen in 230 years of this republic. House Democrats want to create new rules for this president because they feel uniquely enraged. They feel uniquely enraged. But long after the partisan fever of this moment has broken, the institutional damage will remain. I've described the threat to the presidency. This also imperils the Senate itself. The House has created an unfair, unfinished product that looks nothing like any impeachment inquiry in American history. And if the Speaker ever gets her house in order, that mess will be dumped over here on the Senate's lap. If the Senate blesses this slapdash impeachment, if we say that from now on this is enough, then we invite an endless parade of impeachable trials. Future houses of either party will feel free to toss up a jump ball every time they feel angry, free to swamp the Senate with trial after trial, no matter how baseless the charges. We'd be giving future houses of either party unbelievable new power to paralyze the Senate at their whim. More thin arguments, more incomplete evidence, more partisan impeachments. In fact, Mr. President, this same House of Representatives has already indicated that they themselves may not be finished impeaching. The House Judiciary Committee told a federal court this very week that it will continue its impeachment investigation even after voting on these articles. And multiple Democratic members have already called publicly for more. If the Senate blesses this, if the nation accepts this, presidential impeachments may cease being a once-in-a-generation event and become a constant part of the political background noise. This extraordinary tool of last resort may become just another part of the arms race of polarization. Real statesmen would have recognized, no matter their view of this president, that trying to remove him on this thin and partisan basis could unsettle the foundations of our republic. Real statesmen would have recognized, no matter how much partisan animosity might be coursing through their veins, that cheapening the impeachment process was not the answer. Historians will regard this as a great irony of our era, that so many who profess such concern for our norms and traditions themselves proved willing to trample our constitutional order to get their way. It is long past time for Washington to get a little perspective. President Trump is not the first president with a populist streak, not the first to make entrenched elites uncomfortable. He's certainly not the first president to speak bluntly, to mistrust the administrative state, or to rankle unelected bureaucrats. And heaven knows he's not the first president to assert the constitutional privileges of his office rather than roll over when Congress demands unlimited, sensitive information. None of these things, none of them, is unprecedented. I'll tell you what would be unprecedented. It will be an unprecedented constitutional crisis if the Senate literally hands the House of Representatives a new partisan vote of no confidence that the founders intentionally withheld, destroying the independence of the presidency. It will be unprecedented if we agree that any future House that dislikes any future president can rush through an unfair inquiry, skip the legal system, and paralyze the Senate with a trial. The House could do that at will under this precedent. It will be unprecedented if the Senate says second-hand and third-hand testimony from unelected civil service servants is enough to overturn the people's vote. It will be an unprecedented constitutional crisis if the Senate agrees to set the bar this low forever. It is clear what this moment requires. It requires the Senate to fulfill our founding purpose. The framers built the Senate to provide stability, to take the long view of our republic, to safeguard institutions from the momentary hysteria that sometimes consumes our politics, to keep partisan passions from literally boiling over. The Senate exists for moments like this. That's why this body has the ultimate say in impeachments. The framers knew the House would be too vulnerable to transient passions and violent factionalism.
All right, we've got loaded phones. I've got tons of news.
They needed a body.
But I thought we really should play this because it was a powerful speech. The full speech, that's about half of it, is on InfoWars.com. We'll go to break soon, come back with more of your calls. And then Savannah Hernandez is going to be in studio. We've identified the woman that assaulted her and her camera lady, our great reporter and the camera person. And it just illustrates what's going on there. Then Matt Bracken is coming up. And then, of course, the war with Owen Schroyer. But talking about the lawlessness, here is the majority whip, Democrat James Clyburn, talking about hanging the president. Here it is.
We would be crazy to walk in there knowing he set up a kangaroo court.
How long are you willing to wait?
As long as it takes. Even if he doesn't come around to committing to a fair trial, keep those articles here. So keep it as long as it takes. If you know, and he's told you what he's going to do, he just looks like, let's give him a fair trial and hang him.
So you heard that. Let's give him a fair trial and hang him, but they're going to hold back the articles because the Senate isn't going to railroad the president like the House did. These people are out of control just rejecting any due process. Going out to break, here's a clip of Brennan recently saying, get rid of due process. It's chilling. Here it is.
You know, people are innocent until, you know, alleged to be involved in some type of criminal activity.
People are innocent until, you know, alleged to be involved in some type of criminal activity.
People are innocent until, you know, alleged to be involved in some type of
criminal activity. What an incredibly authoritarian statement. We'll be back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Play clips back to back, but this is the majority whip in the House, the underling, the aide-de-camp to Nancy Crypt Keeper Pelosi, saying we're not going to send articles of impeachment to the Senate because we're going to tell them what their rules are, as if the Senate could tell the House, and the House broke all the rules. So you're just seeing an arrogant, hateful run. And then he says, and once he gets his fair trial, we're going to hang him. Which can be taken two ways, metaphorically. Like, once we railroad him with our fair trial that we approve, that House managers control, Pelosi demands, might as well wear a black mask, like executioners, we'll hang him. Or it's a literal threat, which of course it's both. You know, Trump tweeted, this is like Guatemalan justice, what Schiff's doing. This is completely, and Schiff's like, you're threatening me. How's Ed Buck doing there, old Schiff? Here's that clip if you missed it.
We would be crazy to walk in there knowing he set up a kangaroo court.
How long are you willing to wait?
As long as it takes. Even if he doesn't come around to commit into a fair trial, keep those articles here, so keep it as long as it takes.
if you know and he's told you what he's going to do, he just looks like, let's give him a fair trial and hang him.
Everybody's so tough, talking about killing and hanging and rioting and burning and leveling the Trump supporters and finding them where they live and getting them. You guys better watch out. The fight you're looking for, you might just find it. Oh, I know. You think somebody else is going to fight that fight. These aren't going to be like wars of the past. If these people get their wish. But psychopaths always got to get their ass handed to them before they find out how the cow ate the cabbage. This is not going to be the cabbage eating the cow. And all these little leftist hunchbacks that can hardly tie their shoelaces preyed on America while we were asleep. But that's not the case anymore, is it? And you know this article about how the government says, we don't know where the video of Epstein's first attempted suicide went, because it wasn't. The guy was trying to kill him. That's what the other people said in the other jail cells around it. That's what Epstein said. But the fact that they had to kill him and then disappear all the evidence just shows it's not the full government doing it. It's being done by ragtag inside groups, very haphazardly, very ham-fistedly. That shows panic right there. Which is good. It shows that they're not in charge anymore to a great extent. But it's also dangerous because they're out of control. Somebody needs to stop them. And we've got indictments for all of them. They're all flagrantly criminal. Son of a bitch, you investigate my son, I'll have you fired in 6 hours. You don't get $1 billion. And son of a bitch, he was fired. They're all like thugs. Richard Haas, the other CFR, goes, oh, that's really tough. You know, committing the crimes in the open and then projecting it onto Trump. Okay, here's the callers. Jim, Chad, Nelson, Joseph, Jefferson, Stephanie, Josh, George. I'm going to go to Jim, who's law enforcement. We'll talk about China connection. Then to Joseph in Ireland and others, like Stephanie. Thanks for holding. You're on the air, Jim.
How you doing?
Man, I tell you, I'm like I stuck my finger in a light socket. I'm really wired and awake. This is historic stuff right now.
Well, it truly is. It truly is. And when you start looking around, especially living here and working here with what I do, it is scary, some of the things you see, and makes me want to move, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. California, I mean, if you have a big earthquake, L.A.'s 20 million people, that whole corridor. I mean, my God, sir, that's Day of the Dead. That's end of the world stuff.
You know, I hope it doesn't happen, but, you know, it's going to be one thing that would clean up a big mess. To get to my point, that was, I don't know if you remember, but the second that Trump was elected, the last governor of the state of California spent a week over in China with Xi Jinping on his knees in front of him.
I remember that.
Ask yourself why. And now, who here is pushing all this? Well, let's see. The Queen of the North, who is a good Catholic.
Pelosi.
Who hangs out with all the pedophiles. And the King of the South. And if you, they both run both ends of the state. Did you know that within the United States of America, it's something that needs to change. It never has. The only state where you don't, or the only country, you don't have to be a citizen to own the property. Not only do the Chinese own all the studios, but do you know that, in the 90s, when they got rid of the port of Long Beach, which was a naval port.
Bill Clinton handed that only deep water port on the West Coast directly to the Chi-Com government.
Right, and they turned it into a container port, and it's theirs. So they own that one. Do you know that, what was it, a year and a half, 2 years ago, right before Obama left, I guess it would have been, they did the Port of Oakland, same thing.
Yes.
Which, to make all kinds of jobs. So let's see here. They own both deep water ports. They got rid of, as part of that, they got rid of all of the military along the coast except San Diego in the south, way south. There's supposedly reports of Chinese, plenty of Chinese hardware just on the other side of the border. And
Oh, well, it's beyond that. You got the Chinese having subs pop up and firing Trident missile copies that Clinton gave them right over California.
Right. And so just imagine if they just pulled up into the deep water ports, how far could they lob them inland? How long would it take to invade the whole state? And you look into the Standard Hotel, which is in Schiff's district, you're going to find all kinds of crazy pedophile slave stuff going on out of that place. And, you know, nobody's...
Yeah, because who would sell your country out to communist Chinese? Absolute degenerates who create their own club and who take over. And that's what California is, and they love it. They love the homeless, the needles, the pedophilia, all of it. You think one look at Schiff, I mean, that is a turd gobbler right there.
And I was looking at something when Pelosi did her thing about hate. You know, I've been I'm actually a baptized minister as well. And I looked at, I started reading about hate, and I found something very interesting. I mean, it's short, or tell Daria to get her Bible.
But it talks about how God, what God hates.
Yeah. And the first thing it starts with is, let's see here. It starts with, there are six things that Jehovah hates. Jehovah, by the way, is his name in English. Yes, seven things that he detests. A haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart plotting, where does it say here? Oops, I lost it. A heart that...
And if you look at these globalists, they always have that look in their eyes like they're winning, they're so powerful, they're enjoying it. Those are haughty eyes, and men have them too. And the demon-possessed people always have those eyes like they're going to get you, it's funny, and they're real cynical, and you're a piece of filth. Absolutely. Notice that was misinterpreted out of the Hebrew, thou shalt not kill. Actually says thou shalt not murder. But that passage again says innocent blood. Innocent blood means killing people that didn't attack you. Killing people that didn't need killing, who were hurting innocent people. The whole Bible's full of God saying, these people are devil worshipers that give their kids to human sacrifice. I want them all dead. Kill them. And I'm not saying go out and start killing people. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. When it's time to go to war, God says, wipe them out. Is that not the Bible?
Heart. Yeah, it says, a heart plotting wicked schemes and feet that run quickly to evil. And here's the best one, a false witness that lies with every breath. Now, remember, these are things that God hates. Notice that...
Read those slowly again.
Carl, action.
Read those from top to bottom again. I was interrupting. Read them from top to bottom.
Okay. Top to bottom. Six things. And says, then it says, yes, there's seven things that he detests. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart plotting wicked schemes, and feet that run quickly to evil, and a false witness who lies with every breath. And anyone sowing contentions among brothers. So you look at what they're doing, and that is almost exactly...
Brother, you just nailed them. We love you, Jim. Thank you so much. Get his name, too, for the show. We're going to start having shows with the callers. All right. I'll try to get to everybody. I love you. We've gotten a lot of calls. We've done a good job today, I think, overall. Savannah Hernandez, everybody's coming in at 5 after. I'll take a few more when we come back. Quick. That little short segment. Please don't forget. Almost forgot this hour. It's Christmas time. It's when we normally fund ourselves the next year. We're not selling as much products as we sold last year. We're getting behind here. Folks, these are great products. 12 days of Christmas, 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping, huge deals, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your tooth-whitening toothpaste with no fluoride. Get your Super Blue toothpaste. Get your turmeric bodies. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.